was a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets.
All right, back at it. Here in the No Panic Zone, good to have you. The economic numbers looking terrific. Gives the president plenty to talk about on the last weekend before the election on Tuesday. The GDP up more than 33%. That's an all-time record in the history of the nation. Jobless claims fell to just 751,000, first-time jobless claims, the lowest it's been since March, and 700,000 people came off the long-term unemployment lines, and that means that the unemployment overall should drop significantly. Joe Lavorgna is the chief economist for the National Economic Council at the White House. Joe, thank you for being here. Good to have you on a Friday.
Thank you, Steve. You basically encapsulated the data perfectly. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, good for having you. We'll talk to you next time around. I'm just joking, of course. give me an idea. I mean, the Democrats were predicting we'd have 25% unemployment, that we wouldn't see single-digit unemployment until mid-2021. Can you give us any forecast? I think we're at 7.8% unemployment right now. Where are we with these numbers figured in? Do you have an idea?
So let me just say this, I could play this right down the middle and look at just where professional forecasters were. As recently as July 31st, the Atlanta Fed has a widely followed estimate of GDP. So this is July 31st. This isn't like in the depths of despair for some people back in April and May when the economy was never coming back.
Right.
And on July 31st, the Atlanta Fed thought GDP, Q3 would be 11.3. So basically it turned out to be three times as strong.
Yeah, tripled
what's
that.
What's happened, Steve, is people have, professional forecasters have completely missed this V-shaped boom and strength in the economy across the board. That's a reason why the stock market is up so much. The earnings revisions have literally mimicked the trajectory of GDP growth. And all the other indicators that tell us that things are actually going to continue to boom, and examples of that would be housing and autos. They are arguably the two most cyclical leading indicators of the economy, and they've actually continued to strengthen through Q3 into what looks to be a very robust quarter for growth on the housing side in Q4. In fact, housing last quarter was up, I believe it was 59%.
I think that's right.
I remember it was 59 or 80, right, 59% private business investment, gross private business investment was up 83%. Consumption was up 41%. I mean, it sounds crazy when you grow 33% when the underlying details actually turn out to be better than the headline.
Well, here's the question,
a lot of momentum.
I mean, here's the question for some folks, because we know, Joe, that out there on Main Street, a lot of restaurants have closed permanently. Small businesses have, you know, given up and gone home because they couldn't survive zero income for weeks or months at a time. But Wall Street profits in the first 6 months of 2020 skyrocketed 82%. That's great for Wall Street. It's great for retired teachers and firefighters. We understand that. But when you compare that to small business, man, this pandemic has been devastating to small business, while Amazon and Walmart and others have boomed.
They have boomed, but if you look at the small business side, Steve, small business sentiment and hiring plans, the last report we just got a couple of weeks ago, shows also a very V-shaped recovery. Unfortunately, there are some sectors and industries that are still in tremendous pain, and that's the reason why the president used executive order over the summer to try to give as much help to people who obviously still need it to get that help. And unfortunately, the stimulus talks have stopped.
They're dead in the water.
Of our own.
Yeah, they're dead in the water.
But there's more. There's certainly more that we need to do.
But let me ask you this, Joe. I still want to go back to this question. Joe Lavorgna here, chief economist, National Economic Council at the White House. When do we see the unemployment numbers for October? When will those officially be posted?
So we will see the employment numbers for October, the jobs and unemployment rate, a week from today. In your intro, you talked about the continuing long-term claims. They fell over 700,000 last month.
Right.
They've been dropping almost a million for the last 5 weeks. That's a sign that unemployment rate is going to continue to fall. And by the way, fall much faster than what people had been thinking.
And do you have a guess as to where it's going to be? I mean, you're an economist. What is your idea? Will it be at 7%? Will it be at 7.2, 6.8?
You know what? One of there are many great parts about my job, Steve, one of which is that I don't have to get paid anymore to give a point forecast.
Well, I understand.
So I'm happy
the reason,
about
there's
that,
a reason I ask, though. The reason I ask is simply this.
The numbers look great.
Right.
The numbers look great, and we're going to continue to a very positive trend. It's not to say people don't need more help, because they do, but the trends look very good.
Historically speaking, there's a reason I ask. It's 7.2% and below people get reelected president. It's 7.2% and above. They tend not to. That's why I was curious. I mean, it's a historical
I wouldn't at this point, but we've never had GDP at 33%.
Fair point.
Talking about it going into the into the election. And also, this was a pandemic contraction. This had nothing to do with economic fundamentals. The economy was literally forced to close for 6 weeks. And then when it opened, thanks to the president's policies and his spirit, positive spirit, the economy boomed, and it boomed more than people thought. And there's more work we need to do. There's no question about that. We know that, and that's why we've worked so hard and are disappointed. The stimulus talks didn't go as quickly as we wanted to, and we felt we did more than enough to meet the other party in the middle, if not go past the middle. But be that as it may, the point is we think we're certainly in a very strong self-feeding, self-sustaining economic boom. The data bear that out. And importantly, Steve, wherever the point forecasts are for October or where we're going over the next months and quarters, we're of the view that if you keep our policies in place of low taxes, a prudent business regulation that doesn't overregulate small business, which are generally the backbone of hiring, the economy is going to do really well. And unfortunately, for a lot of the businesses you talk about that are being shut, as you know, oftentimes this is a local and state decision. I mean, the federal government, we set the guidelines, but if some of these businesses don't want to reopen, that's no fault of the president. That's not. He's
Joe, you're exactly right, because a lot of businesses remain shuttered and closed and barred. In fact, in Michigan yesterday, they went backwards in their lockdowns and restrictions. And so more economic pain coming to Michigan for November, it sounds like. I have to leave it there, but Joe, really appreciate it. Great conversation. Thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, Steve. Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
There you have it. Joe LaVorg. Now, he is the chief economist for the National Economic Council at the White House. Now, just moments away, Rudy Giuliani will be here. We're going to dig deep into the Hunter Biden scandal and find out more. Don't go anywhere.